Through unprecedented collaboration and effort, scientists this week deciphered the genetic code of the newly discovered virus they're almost certain is the cause of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. Now, as NPR's Richard Knox reports, their attention is turning to an even more urgent challenge, developing tests that show who carries the virus.
For the past week, officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been investigating whether a businesswoman became infected with SARS in China and passed it on to a colleague in Florida who sat next to her at a meeting. It's an important question, but they haven't been able to answer it yet. Current tests can't detect the disease in its earliest stages. Antibody tests are the classic way to tell if someone's been exposed to a microbe, and the CDC has quickly devised two new antibody tests for the suspected SARS virus. Doctors test patients' blood twice to see if antibody levels have gone up, a sign of active infection. But it takes time for the immune system to make most antibodies. So, the CDC's James Hughes says, early in the course of infection, the new tests don't reveal anything.
You have to wait till the 3-week time period to collect a second specimen, and then you have to proceed to test it. So you're looking at results not being available for 3.5 to 4 weeks.
There's another new test for the virus. It's called PCR. It fishes out tiny pieces of the virus and amplifies them until they can be chemically detected. If the signal is positive, that's strong evidence the virus is there. But if the readout is negative, Hughes says it may just mean the test missed the virus, or maybe the patient's immune system had suppressed it at the time of the test.
And that's why, with reference to those Florida cases, the fact that we have a couple of negative PCR results is not all that helpful.
Detecting which individual patients are truly infected is important, especially if you're that patient or her doctor. But that's only one in a long list of questions about SARS that researchers can only answer with accurate, timely, and practical diagnostic tests. For instance, CDC Director Julie Gerberding urgently wants to find out if people without symptoms can spread the SARS-associated virus, known as a coronavirus.
Do people have the coronavirus in the absence of illness? This is a very, very important epidemiologic question for us.
And even if there aren't silent spreaders, that still leaves the question of when in the course of SARS patients are most contagious. You'd like to know that if you run a public health agency, a hospital, or an airline. And then there's the mystery about so-called super spreaders. These are people with SARS who seem to infect many around them, family members, ambulance drivers, patients in the same emergency room. It's a question the World Health Organization is keenly interested in, says Dr. David Heyman of the WHO.
There are many different possible explanations of why some people appear to be super spreaders and others are not. And this will only be deciphered once the tests are there.
Better tests are coming, scientists promise. The CDC is working on a way to detect a special class of antibodies that do arise early after infection. Also, scientists might use the virus's genetic blueprint to identify key viral proteins and make artificial antibodies that home in on them. And labs around the world are humming day and night with the effort to make more sensitive PCR tests. Gerberding says the effort mustn't let up.
We have to remain vigilant, because only one highly transmissible patient can infect a very large number of people.
So far, the CDC thinks only a few dozen Americans have actually contracted SARS, but that could change if scientists don't understand this new adversary very soon. Richard Knox, NPR News.